MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
It's the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats and yummy treats, and also events that are happening or not happening around town, and places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have two special guests. We have Seth Greenham and Rachel Kraft. Say hello, guys, and please introduce yourselves.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, it's good to be here. Seth Greenham, I'm the Multi-Face Center Director here at SFU, and very happy to join you here today.
Yeah, my name is Rachel. I work with Seth at the Multi-Face Center. I'm the Program Coordinator. It's great to be here.
Excellent, excellent. Let's put that mic a little closer to you, Seth.
Sure,
yes.
No problem. Yep.
There you go. Perfect. All right, now tell everyone, what is the Multi-Faith Center? Because it used to be called Interfaith, so what was the deal with the name change?
Yeah, when I started at SFU in 1999, we were called the Interfaith Center, and I think it had been called that for about a year at that point. Originally, it was called the SFU Chaplaincy. Then we changed to Interfaith to be more inclusive. We've moved to Multi-Faith several years ago just so that it can describe accurately what we're doing. Some people, when they think interfaith, they think all the faiths practicing their faith together.
Mm-hmm.
And our center is more a center that allows people to practice their faith within their own tradition. And so we definitely have collaborative events and those kinds of things. But really, we're here to help SFU students, faculty, and staff practice their faith while they're here at SFU.
Oh, that is so fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I am sure that there's some international students that just are new to Canada. And, you know, I'm sure they must feel so much safe, you know what I mean, to have that space to pray or whatever they need to do. Tell me about some of the different groups that are involved.
Sure. Do you want to take
that? For sure. So we have 14 different chaplains or faith groups on campus. We have a range. So we have a bunch of different Christian chaplains. We have a Muslim chaplain, and then also some faith groups that are not chaplain specific, but they're groups that have joined our center and practice. We have a Jewish group. We have a new Buddhist chaplain. And actually, our newest addition is an ecological chaplain, which is a partnership with the Faculty of Environment. So we're really excited about that as well. Our student groups do so much with our chaplains and just really build community on campus and then also just practice their faith and have space to do that as well.
Yeah, I remember the first time I came to SFU, and then I saw you guys giving out like free pancakes in the morning. So what kind of events that happened throughout the year? Tell me about some of them.
Mm-hmm. So we like to joke that faith and food go together.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll often find people enjoying some sort of snacks, especially because a lot of faith traditions have a lot of food that is used. But some of our maybe more multi-faith events include our annual Nonviolence Day, which is an event collaboration between our chaplains and our faith groups, just to promote different issues that are going on around the world. Some of our historical topics have been like stand up to violence, human trafficking, Seth, any others?
We did violence against women, mm-hmm. Faith responses to that, which was really good. And then, our stand up to hate, really talking about discrimination. Most hate crimes in Canada are religiously motivated. Mm. And so we just wanted to address that. Mm-hmm. But it's a great time for our faith groups to come together and work collaboratively and address those issues from their faith perspective. And so we found that to be just an excellent event.
Mm-hmm. Last year we did eco-justice and perspectives from creation care from the different faith perspectives, and that was probably one of my favorites. It was really cool to see the students come together and just share their passion for environment, which is also a cool addition with the ecological chaplain coming in as well. Mm-hmm. And then another event that Multi-Faith does is our holiday dinner, which is actually coming up.
Yes, I love that. Yes. Okay, so what kind of food are we talking about for this holiday dinner?
So what we do is we have sort of a single serving of what I would call holiday food. So we have turkey and then a bunch of vegetarian kinds of sides. We have vegetarian options, and we also have halal options for people. So I think we're about 200 people we're expecting this year, and so those are the three options that they can sign up for.
Maybe tell everyone about, cause what is halal? Because vegetarian I know is like no meat, but yes, the halal item. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, so halal meat is basically meat that's been killed in a way that's I was going to use the word kosher, but in a way that's acceptable to certain religious traditions. Mm. And so there are certain butchering guidelines in some of our religious traditions, and halal meat's one of those guidelines.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. And you picked some song for us today.
I did.
And tell me about this first pick called Put the Light on the Tree.
This one is from Sufjan Stevens. He's sort of an eclectic artist. One time he tried to do a project which he was going to do an album for 50 each, like an album for each of the 50 states. I think he got two done. But this is his Christmas album, one of two that he has. It has the wonderful exhortation to call your grandma on the phone, which is sort of a fun line.
All right, right here on CJSF. Are back, and Rachel was telling me that she's putting on a movie night. So anyone that's at SFU, tell me about this movie night.
So the campus closes on the 24th until the new year. And it can be kind of cold and quiet up on Burnaby Mountain.
Right.
So I hang out in the Multi-Faith Center on the Wednesday between, so I think that's December 27th, and I watch my favorite movie, which is Princess Bride. And if anyone wants to join me, you're definitely welcome to. It's AQ3200. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I can probably quote most of the movie by now, but I still could go back to it.
Seth, what's your favorite movie?
Christmas? My wife likes National Lampoon's, but I can't stand it. But I'm obligated to watch it every year. You know what? I probably would go with the Charlie Brown.
Christmas special.
I enjoy that. The music's fabulous for that. So
I think I watched like the Lord of the Rings kind of trilogy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
the
that's...
director's cut. Oh.
That's something up for me. Okay,
no, it's fun.
All right, so tell me about. We're gonna go to the next song here. Is this one of your picks?
We're obviously the Multi-Faith Center, so I thought I would be inclusive of all our faiths. This is more very tongue-in-cheek, so please don't be offended, anybody. This is Adam Sandler's Happy Hanukkah. He felt like there wasn't enough holiday music for Jewish people, and so he very tongue-in-cheek, very Saturday Night Live-esque made this song. So it's one of my favorite.
Excellent. So Happy Hanukkah on CJSF, and Happy Hanukkah to everyone out there.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges.
So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely.
So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really wanna go,
have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
What an awesome song. Yay.
That's
Okay, so I found out for the movie night, you could dress up in onesies and bring a blanket, right?
Yeah, be cozy.
Yes, and tell everyone where is it happening and the location of where is Multifaith.
Yeah, so it will be happening in Multifaith Center, which is in the AQ, kind of between Renaissance Coffee and McKenzie Cafe. It's AQ3200. And then once you walk inside, you'll see my desk. And then there's a door on your side, and that's 3210. And it'll be happening in there.
Yeah, and I love when I come to visit you guys, you have like a little joke of the day. Do you recall what the joke is today or any of the jokes from previous?
Yeah, actually, CJ from the SVSPO came and read it today, so yeah. I actually do. Why do astronauts use Linux?
Why?
Because you can't open windows in space.
Bam, bam.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I love about going to visit Rachel. Okay. So how many people come to your establishment? Like how many groups and how many, like you were telling me about the different groups, but how many kids actually come?
Yeah. So we basically have 3,000 usages a week.
Wow.
Which is a fair number. And a variety of traditions use our space. We have three spaces, so we're on one on each campus. Actually, in Surrey, we have two, technically. So in Surrey, we're in the Surrey Central Building, and we also have a space in the Surrey E Building. And so those are accessible. We have our main space here in Burnaby, which is AQ3200. And then we have a prayer meditation space on the seventh floor in our downtown campus at Harbor Center.
Yes, and you have some other locations as well, which is amazing.
Yeah, if you're practicing your faith, actually in the sub, which is the building we're currently in, there is a multi-faith prayer space available that's run by the sub. We just consult on it, and then we also in residence and housing have a spiritual space where people can go pray and meditate, and that's just sort of opened up in September. So
if
you're looking for a place on campus to practice your faith, we have accommodation for you.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, and you're going to tell me a story about East Van Tree or something, the Christmas tree?
Oh, no, I was thinking, your show's called...
Van Bam East Van.
Yeah, exactly. and one of my favorite traditions over the holiday season is actually to go to the Broadway singing Christmas Tree, which we jokingly call the Broadway Screaming Christmas Tree. But it's not really. It's actually a fun event. They just finished their performances last week. The other cool initiative actually is there's in East Van, there's called the City Reach Care Society, and they do a thing called Boxes of Love for community members in East Van. You can sign up for it, and you get a holiday dinner and some presents for your kids. Those are two really cool East Van
Very
initiatives.
Cool.
So,
City Reach is great.
Can I ask you why the name? What's your East Van connection?
Born and grew up, raised in East Van. Yes, and you know, it was a tough time growing up, but you know what, those struggles, right, make you who you are.
Yeah. One of my favorite other traditions in East Van is the East Side Cultural Crawl, which I went to in November, which is just fabulous.
So we're gonna talk about Silent Night.
So this is Alexi Murdoch, I have seen, who is amazing, and currently hiding away in Scotland, but he was living in L.A. and put together some music, and so this is his version of Silent Night.
Enjoy.
Well, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly
Beautiful. All right. So we only have a few more minutes with Rachel and Seth because they have to get going soon. But yes, we want to just talk about the holiday dinner again. And this is for everyone. It does, you know, it's not for, it's anyone on campus, actually. Students, faculty, staff.
Yeah. Community members.
Yeah.
Anyone. We'd love to have you there. It's not any faith particular. We mm-hmm. just want to create space for community during the quiet, during the cold, and yeah, have a lot of fun.
Oh, amazing. And I noticed I had to like sign up, right, just so people get the numbers.
Yeah,
so
we want to make sure we have enough food.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and you guys have like a social media account.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
So on Instagram, our handle is SFU Multifaith, mm-hmm. And that's probably the best way. We have a link tree there so they can find the link for the dinner, also the info for other events as well.
Yep. Fantastic.
That's good.
Anything else? Do you know Facebook? No?
We do have Facebook. I find it's maybe used slightly less these days.
Right.
Yes. But it's the same handle. So yeah, it's a very easy way to find us. And then our website link is sfu.ca/students/multifaith, and that actually has a wealth of information. If you want to get connected to a faith community, if you want to see, like, find a social event, maybe that's less faith, but you have questions, you can show up there, and then also all of our social events like the dinner or our movie night as well.
Perfect. And just before they came in, guys, Seth picked up the guitar. So, yes, he said he plays.
I play guitar in the sense that I know a few licks, but I would don't ever ask me to play and sing at the same time.
Oh, so you won't be playing at the dinner. Okay.
I will definitely not.
Okay, Rachel plays piano?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. What kind of songs do you play?
I do mostly courting now. I did take lessons when I was little, but mm-hmm. I hated it, and now I regret. But that's okay. So I try my best.
Awesome. All right, and tell me about this last song called Last Night.
Yeah, so I thought I would represent the Muslim tradition here today. And so this is a Sufi Islamic influenced Grammy Award winning mm-hmm. artist, Arjo Aftab, I do believe is how you say it. And this is a song called Last Night. This album was huge, and it's very, you'll see, it's very moody. meaty and melodic and just excellent, excellent example of that type of music. So
yeah, and it's so great that everyone can kind of come together and also learn about each other's faith.
Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the big things about our multi-faith center. We really need to see, because we're such a diverse society here in Vancouver, mm-hmm. like every tradition is here. And so it's really important, I think, to learn about mm-hmm. other traditions. And so that's part of our mandate, is to help people learn and understand different faith traditions and different cultures. We just want to raise sort of the cultural competency of our students, staff, and faculty here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Last Night on CJSF.
My beloved was like the moon, so beautiful. Last night, my beloved was like the moon, so beautiful. Last night, my beloved was like the moon, so beautiful. So beautiful like the moon, so beautiful like the moon, so beautiful like the moon, even brighter than the sun. beautiful like the moon, so beautiful.